This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. If you spend time online reading about Vermont politics, you may have encountered a series of web videos called News Done Right, or Fan Club. In the videos, a young man and a young woman, often they're wearing plaid, trade cracks about figures like Governor Phil Scott, Senator Bernie Sanders, and Mayor Moreau Weinberger. These videos are from a conservative viewpoint, ragging particularly on what seem to be liberal policies and figures. But to be clear, they really don't like Governor Scott. The two call themselves James and Elizabeth and claim to be in Vermont. How much of that is true is actually unclear, as is who pays for the videos and the website. And now there's a complaint that the videos may constitute a form of illegal electioneering. Here to talk about all of this is 7 Days reporter Taylor Dobbs, who's been digging into the stories. Hi, Taylor.
Hi, Jane.
All right, so for people who might not be familiar with these videos, can you describe the content?
Sure.
You could be James and I'll be Elizabeth.
Okay.
Or not. No, go right ahead.
That would be tough. But it starts with James and Elizabeth, as you said. They're sitting on a couch indoors. It looks pretty nondescript. And then on the wall, there's some sort of political campaign-related stuff just to make it look a little more decorated. So there's a Ronald Reagan poster. There's a poster of Bernie Sanders that's done up kind of like those Obama hope posters.
Mm-hmm. And then Elizabeth often wears a T-shirt with, you know, Bernie Sanders on
right,
it or something.
Or, yeah, and there's some sort of subtle Vermont-y references, and then they'll throw like a copy of 7 Days on the table in front of them sometimes. But in general, that's the set, and they're not diverting from that at all. They don't go outside ever. They just sit there and talk to the camera, and it's generally about politics. It'll be, you know, for example, after Phil Scott said that he was going to sign marijuana reform, they did this segment that kind of pretended to capture audio from one of his meetings and that showed him and his chief of staff as a drug dealer. Clearly satire, and I mean, I don't think anybody would have mistaken that for actually Phil Scott, but depicting the governor as a drug dealer is clearly making some sort of statement. And a lot of their videos are along those lines, kind of slamming Phil Scott for being too far to the left, or in the same way coming after Bernie Sanders or Burlington Mayor Moreau Weinberger.
Humor is subjective, but these are supposed to be funny?
They're supposed to be funny. And from the comments, which, of course, it's hard to tell where those are coming from, but some people find it funny. A large majority of people find it to be not very funny and just kind of awkward, bad humor that attempts to criticize politicians.
You didn't dig into the story, though, because you cared about whether they were funny or not. One of the things that they claim is, as you said, to be in Vermont, but you're not sure they are.
That's right. They started posting their videos about a year ago on Reddit, and I was just kind of following what they were posting, and I would watch them occasionally. Some of the comments from other Vermonters were coming out and saying, are you guys really from Vermont? Like, everything you say about Vermont seems like something I could Google and learn.
Including their mispronunciation of the name of the mayor of Burlington.
There's that. And, you know, we haven't had them do the full Fred Tuttle Vermonter test, but I don't know if they would properly say how many teats on a Holstein either. So they claim to be from Vermont. They have this store-bought maple syrup. It seems very contrived, but they haven't offered any hard evidence that they're from Vermont. Literally, the most solid evidence they have is a physical copy of 7 Days, but you can mail those.
And they go by James and Elizabeth, but you're not even quite sure who they are?
Well, we weren't at first. They go by those first names only on the show. They offered an email address as I was reporting to correspond with them. And when that email sends me emails, it comes off as James Hunter. But if you look up that name, there's plenty of James Hunters out there that don't fit the description. And then we actually found online someone on Reddit identified Elizabeth as an actress named Rachel Alig or Alig. She's based in L.A. She's been in a number of sort of B-movies and commercials, and she seems to be clearly Elizabeth. We think we found the actor named James. Stay tuned on that, but it's definitely doesn't seem to be two Vermonters sitting on a couch in Vermont making conservative comedy sort of their own volition.
And you haven't been able to get in touch with Rachel or this male actor to verify their identities.
Right. I've called both of their talent agencies, and they are real actors that have real talent agencies, but I haven't gotten confirmation that they are the ones, in fact, being paid to to do this. It's just a matter of visually comparing them.
You did, however, get in touch with a filmmaker named Bradford Boyles. How's he connected?
Well, it's not clear how. In the reporting, it was pretty amazing to report this story because pretty much to a person, everybody I called, I would say, hey, there's these videos. I would describe them as I have to you and say, do you know anything about this or have you heard of this? And pretty much everybody said, well, you already have said more than I knew. I have no idea what's going on or who these people are, except Bradford Broyles. I called him for a different story I was working on, and I asked him about News Done Right, and he said that he indicated he knew who was behind it, but he wouldn't say more, and he said he's a no comment on the topic. So that's all I could get out of him, and then I called him back as I was working on this story, and he didn't get back to me, so it's hard to say.
Beyond just, as I said, a critique over whether or not you think a satirical website is funny, who cares? Why is this a story that's even worth following up on?
Well, that's a good question, because there's plenty of people making mediocre to bad comedy on YouTube, but not everybody is paying money to put that content in front of people. And that is what caught some Vermonters' eyes. This group, News Done Right, is paying so that their videos will appear before the video that you're watching. So everybody probably has had the frustrating experience of clicking a video and then having to sit through an ad. Well, in this case, they were actually paying YouTube to just play their videos outright.
And they're like a minute and a half to 2 minutes-ish.
Yeah, they're like 1 or 2 minutes. And so it would be one of those ads where you can watch it all the way through, or after a few seconds, you can skip it. But they would put their videos in front of people for money. And in addition, they're doing similar things with their Facebook posts. They'll post a meme, so-called meme, on Facebook and pay to put it in front of, you know. So I was scrolling through my Facebook just last week, and a sponsored post came up in my feed from them. And that is what trips the electioneering communications law in Vermont. Basically, the law says that if you are advocating for or against a candidate, you don't even have to be saying vote against or vote for. Just if you are saying something nice or mean about a candidate, basically, you have to disclose along with that statement who's paying for it and what their address is. So that would mean that on their videos, they should be saying this is paid for by News Done Right Incorporated or whatever it is, and then list an address so that if people are curious about what this operation is, they can look into it further.
And there is now an official complaint in the Attorney General's office about electioneering. Is that likely to go anywhere?
Well, they don't say officially whether or not they're going to launch an investigation based on any complaints. What I do know is that the civil complaint system, the way that investigative system works is they have to get a complaint before they can investigate. So I had called their office before a complaint was filed, and they said, we really can't do much because we haven't received a complaint. Now that excuse is gone, essentially. Now they have a complaint. They can choose to act on it. They won't publicly say if they have launched an investigation. So I guess we'll just have to wait and see on that.
Brady Tensing, a prominent Vermont Republican, tweeted a response to your story, though, Taylor, saying, sorry, but if this satirical show is a campaign finance violation, then so is Saturday Night Live and the Twitter feeds of Taylor Dobbs and Paul Hines, who also works at 7 Days. Thankfully, we still have a First Amendment, he writes. Does Brady Tensing have a point?
Well, he definitely has a point that we still have a First Amendment, and I'm glad we do. I would say that in that case, everybody knows where my Twitter feed is coming from. Everybody knows who pays me to do my work. I don't post paid for by 7 Days on every tweet, but I think it's pretty transparent where that content is coming from and who's paying me to put it together and what my goals are there. Same with Paul Hines. So to compare that with an anonymous satirical group is a little bit disingenuous.
Well, we will post Taylor's article and you can read it for yourself. Taylor Dobbs is a reporter for 7 Days. Thanks, Taylor.
Glad to be on.